I'm not sure about that. My very first song. Oh, yeah. One and four. 3, 8, 2. 1 and 4. Have thine own way, Lord. One, four, four. Okay. Let's see what that one is. 1, 4, 4. Okay, here's 1, 4, 3. This is my Father's world. First and last.
Is the
Alrighty. That was a good one. Hey, Kenny. 504. Alrighty. Let's see what we got here. 504. If I can find it. Level 3. The old rugged cross. 1 and 4 again. 1 and 4. Good old song, and it's already 9:30, so I guess we'll, thanks for the hymn sing, appreciate it.
To God and Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to all of you here in our beautiful sanctuary, and welcome to everyone joining us on Zoom. We have some greetings and announcements here. I have a page. A reminder to sign in on the pew pad, of course. We'd love to know who's here with us. If you have anything concern, you can also include it there. And we have happy birthday greetings to our March birthdays, Becky and Rachel, Stephen, Destiny, Alicia, Jennifer, Jan, and Denise. And it is the first Sunday in March. Shall we sing happy birthday to all of our March birthdays? Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear my friend. Happy birthday to you.
Becky King is celebrating her 80th birthday this month, right?
I thought for sure he was going to say 39.
Well, sorry about my forgetfulness. So you just turned 39. Yes, that's a big birthday. I just noticed Jen is celebrating her birthday, Jen Pascar. Passau, whatever. Lauren and Jen came down to visit some of the friends in here. So Claudia and Susan and I joined them for dinner this past week. So it was a very happy occasion.
Wonderful. And our March newsletter is available in the Narthex. If you haven't picked one up, or seniors online, better check that out. The next pastor's luncheon is March 13th at noon, again at Legend 8 in Cala Mesa, $15 cost. And make sure you sign up or let the office know that you're coming. It's a wonderful, wonderful time for fellowship with your church family. We have our Good Samaritan Fund. As many years as I've been a part of the church, it's been there. So please, if you can, give money or Stater's script cards to help out those kind of unexpected times when we'd like to be able to help somebody in need. And of course, we are still the cereal church. So please donate a few boxes of cereal if you can, or other items. You'll see them stacked in the back there. And then we take them over to the ICSC. And of course, you can also use script cards for that as well. Just either give them to the office or let them know that you want to donate to the cereal church contributions, but you can actually kind of give twice in that way, because we do get some back from our script. And of course, Stephen Mickle is still looking for clothing. Most of you have probably seen this before, this sign, so please, if you are cleaning out the closet soon, please consider the needs for these folks. Our Hearts Grow program is the second and fourth Sundays, and of course it's in the children's church room, so please consider that and invite parents and children that you think might like to be a part of that. And Deb is working with our book club, and they've picked some great books. I'm interested in this next one, The Kite Runner. But you can see she's got a list there of other books that they're planning to read in the next couple of months. So please participate in that if you can. And of course, we also have a Put It Together group going, quilting, crocheting, knitting, other crafts. And it's held in the Matthews Room. And the next meeting is going to be on March 16th. And I don't know if everybody stays from 9:30 to 4. That's some serious crafting. But maybe that's just the hours they're there and people come and go as they are able to. But I'm guessing they're...
Kids come and go if you want and stay as long as you like.
Okay. Okay, and Judy's letting me know that, yeah, indeed, sometimes people do stay quite a while, but you are absolutely welcome to come and go through those hours of 9:30 to 4. And finally, for the announcements, Deb needs donations of plastic eggs and small wrapped candy for the children's Easter egg hunt. So please bring donations to the Narthex or to the church office by March 24th. All right, is there any other... announcements? If not, then I would please ask you to stand as you are able to join in our call to worship. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
You are precious and honored in my sight because I love you.
And our opening hymn today is number 569, verses 1 through 3 of We've a Story to Tell the Nations. A seat, please make sure and welcome and greet all your fellow folks here today. Pass the peace.
This is the one. They're driving somewhere, I guess.
Huh? Really?
April is in a car.
Oh my goodness. Seriously.
Thank you, everyone, and I see Susan is preparing for our sharing of joys and concerns.
All right, let's recognize some of the our folks who have come to us via Zoom. So good to see Helen always up in Chino, California. Hello, Helen. And we have Linda and Bruce on Zoom today. Linda was hospitalized briefly, but gladly she's back home. We are happy about that. And June and Joyce, hello, hello. So good to see you.
And April?
Can you tell April and Bill they are driving somewhere? And thank you for driving and worshiping with us.
Yes.
That's very nice. Very nice. I mean, isn't that nice? You can be in the car and then driving, you know, wherever they go, you can still worship. That's fantastic. And we have one on iPhone. Welcome, welcome.
Very good. And so if you'll raise your hand for sharing of the joys and concerns, we would love to share your joys and your concerns with you. So just put your hand up. I'll bring that mic right out to you. I'm going to walk over this direction, Dale.
I want to thank everybody for their prayers. Everything went really well, and I'm feeling great for 12 days, so...
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Dale.
That's remarkable.
And I saw another hand down this way. We have Becky.
Thank you, Becky. I'm sorry. I have so many things I have to tell you. First of all, please, for some of you who remember Lucy Birnbaum, send her a card because her birthday is March 7th, this coming Thursday. I am cleaning house madly because my family is coming on Wednesday. And the best news of all is my niece, who had a breast biopsy a couple of weeks ago, got the results on Wednesday, and the tissue was normal.
Oh, wow.
She is a cancer patient. Already cancer survivor, so we were pretty scared.
Wow, very nice.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
And other hands are going up in the air as I walk. Yes, we do. Kenny, I'll get you over here. Okay, I'll get you too, Susan. I'll get Susan next.
Okay. I just had a joy, that treat we just had with Deb and Lori singing. I'm waiting for the album here, but that was a real treat.
Hear, hear.
Some of you know Lorraine Popejoy. They've put her in a convalescent hospital for rehab. Don't know exactly how that's going to turn out, but she could sure use a lot of prayer. And she's at Brookside Medical Center, across from the hospital. And you can get the address if you want to send her a card. I know she would really appreciate it. She really misses so much coming to church and being with everybody. So please pray for her.
And we are so grateful. Lorraine's nieces, niece and nephews, they have been huge support all this time. And Joyce has come down to take care of Lorraine all from all the way Maryland. So,
oh, wonderful.
Welcome, Joyce.
Yes,
welcome.
Wonderful. Great. Yeah.
Trudy? Good morning. I'm Trudy Baird, and I just want to put in another prayer for Lita. She's doing better and coming along really well, but she was afraid to get out in the rain, and she's planning a trip to Arizona, leaving, I think, Tuesday tomorrow. But they've waited all year to go to that, to this trip. So be praying for her on their journey and mm-hmm. that she completely gets healed. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Prayer requests, concerns, Joyce? And is there anyone, excuse me, Deb?
I have a joy that so many people came to the movie and loved it yesterday. It's one of my favorite movies, and there were so many people there that just about all the comfy chairs were filled. So I want to see that next month, too. Thanks.
Or did you want
to? Very nice.
Is there anyone on our Zoom that would like to share? If you do, wave your hand, because I think I forgot to unmute you.
Yep, that's it. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, there we go. We missed last week because we had no internet. But we're thankful to have it back and be able to join you today.
Great, it's wonderful to hear from you.
Well,
good to see you also.
Great to have you back. Okay.
Anyone else out there that wants to wave their hand who's Zooming with us? All right, thank you very much for unmuting if you needed to. So I'm going to come back here.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for sharing. If you would now please join in our unison prayer. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers, lifting up once more the prayer request that we have just heard. Let us lift up our unspoken prayers at this time, unspoken prayers for ourselves and for our loved ones. We believe in you, O Lord. You are our maker. You are the one who sent us to this earth with purpose. You are our redeemer. You love us so much. You took our place on that rugged cross. We believe in the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, so that we can meet all the challenges of life, because we find strength in you. We know that we can overcome all the challenges of life, and in the end, we will be victorious when our pain and suffering pass, we know that we will join you in your kingdom and rejoice our reunion in peace. So, Lord, as we confess once more what we believe, we know that nothing can change who you are and what we are. So we thank you, Lord, for this assurance of faith we have in you. We hold on to you, O Lord, in the time of trial and pain and suffering. You were there before with us. Help us overcome all those troubles we saw. We know that you are with us today. Even when we have trouble finding you because of our pain. But you are there. And we have this faith in your presence. As we come to worship you this morning, O Lord, we ask you to empower us once more with your Holy Spirit so that we may not struggle because of our weaknesses, but as you strengthen us once more, we will face all the challenges of life and overcome them all. Because we are not alone. You are with us. We recognize your presence. We recognize the presence of your Holy Spirit. And, O Lord, may we receive this confidence, the assurance of salvation once more, that we may become courageous in facing all the troubles in our life today. Knowing that you have the full control over our lives, that you are our sovereign God, we recommit ourselves to your power and to your care. And we rededicate ourselves to fulfill your will in our lives today. So use us, O Lord. Use this church to proclaim the message of salvation. And use everything that happened in the world today to reveal who you are, so that people may come to acknowledge that you are our Creator, that you are our Savior, that you are our Sustainer. So, Lord, as we acknowledge who you are and who we are, we pray, O Lord, that you use us to fulfill your will in our lives, in the life of this church, and in the world today. So now, with one accord, we join our prayers together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
If you'd please now join in our hymn, we'll sing verses 1 and 2 of number 509, Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me.
Jesus. the Savior, my Lord, me. All the life's tempest I see, on the waves before me roll, guiding rock and treacherous shoal. Sword and compass came from me, Jesus, Savior, I'll Lord me.
Our scripture reading today comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 30, and it's talking about future glory. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its enslavement to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together as it suffers together the pains of labor. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what one already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And God, who searches hearts, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. You're all brave souls to come to worship with us this morning, in spite of the little bit of the drizzling this morning. So I commend you. I pray that we will all have the personal experience of the Holy Spirit speaking to us, touching our body and soul as we worship together this morning, and especially through the message that God has prepared for all of us. The following is a real story written by Martin Root. He was the president of a major advertising firm, and I was a very young management consultant. I had been recommended to him by one of his employees who had seen my work and thought I had something to offer. I was nervous. At that stage in my career, It wasn't very often that I got to talk to the president of a company. The appointment was at 10 a.m. for 1 hour. I arrived early. Promptly at 10, I was ushered into a large and airy room with furniture upholstered in bright yellow. He had his shirt sleeves rolled up and a mean look on his face. "You've got 20 minutes," he barked. I sat there, not saying a word. I said, "You've got only 20 minutes." Again, not a word. "Your time is ticking away. Why aren't you saying anything?" "They are my 20 minutes," I replied. "I can do whatever I want with them." He burst into laughter. We then spoke for an hour and a half. I got the job. He was a very brave one. Can we do whatever we want with our life? We want to, but cannot. Life has all kinds of pain and suffering that takes us to a new path, which does not have anything to do with our will. Think of so many millions of displaced people today who left their home country against their will because of life-threatening events. I recently heard the story of a struggling restaurant owner. The restaurant thrived for decades. The secret of the recipe of the owner's mom contributed to its success. The owner's mom was the chef and did not share her recipe with anyone for fear of losing the business if someone stole it. Suddenly, his mom developed Alzheimer's and could not cook, nor could she remember her recipe. How do we digest a painful situation happening suddenly against our will? The Apostle Paul, in his letter to Christians in Rome, said, "In everything, God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." This is not actually easy to understand. How can we understand when Paul said, "In everything God works for the good"? Is it true that God uses everything and even pain to work for us? Now, I'd like us to watch a video clip of a flesh mob. I'm not sure whether you have heard of this term before. It's a flesh mob that appeared to be a random event, but it's not. That plays a part of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy. We know the music as "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee" in our hymn. Enjoy the video with Paul's word in mind. Thank you. the event took place as a complete surprise to the audience, and it is the very intention of flash mobs. In the beginning, the double bass player seemed to try to get some attention from passerbys with his solo performance. A double bass is not a popular instrument for solo pieces, and its note sounded unfamiliar. No one would have guessed it as a tune of the legendary music piece at first. Soon, more string instruments joined the double bass, followed by woodwinds, percussions, and even chorus. A double bass turned out to be a part of a full orchestra with a conductor, and the entire event was choreographed in detail ahead of time. The way of God's operation can be compared with a flash mob. Our life is not a random event, but God choreographs it. As the conductor knew all the instruments, God knows every detail about us and has the power to run our lives the way He wants. As the master conductor, God has a perfect plan to make beautiful music out of our lives. On the other hand, we act like that little girl who threw a coin in the head with no clue about the grandiose orchestra hidden behind the lone bass player. We may not see God at the center stage of our life, but God conducts every event and thing to work together to fulfill His purpose. Now, God's intervention is not complex to understand in good times, but in times of suffering. According to Paul, suffering is unavoidable because God made the whole creation subject to the groaning of bondage. For example, think of various professions that young people today try to avoid because they require a more extended education and training. Having watched my wife, Becky, I have learned how stressful the medical profession can be, and I know I would have not survived that stressful profession. Whatever profession young people prefer, it can give them pain at some point. Everyone suffers in life and may not see any value of suffering. But Paul pointed out some profitability of suffering. God can use our suffering for our good. How? Suffering turns our eyes to Jesus for solutions and make us hope for future glory. Let us be honest. If we do not have any problems, would we seek God and pray as much as we do? Do you know why I commit to the life of prayer day and night? Because I see many problems and don't see any other options but take them to the Lord. Problems bring us closer to God, which is the chief goal of life. In 2 Corinthians 12, Paul shared a concrete case of pain that positively impacted him. He was given a thorn in his flesh. It was so painful that Paul called it a messenger of Satan tormenting him. He pleaded with the Lord to take it away from him 3 times. But the answer he got from God was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." No one knows what Paul's thorn exactly was, except several hints he described. It caused so much physical pain and weakened his body that he identified as a messenger of Satan. The excruciating pain that made him weak probably could have immobilized him at times, and he could not carry out ministry. Paul hated it so much that he regarded it as a satanic agent. Paul asked God to remove it from him, but God didn't. What was Paul's position on that thorn? Instead of being upset with God, Paul saw the profitability of his thorn. His thorn served as a restraint to be humble and a channel to receive God's power. When we are spiritually, emotionally, and physically weak, when we do not have the energy to do anything, the Holy Spirit intervenes. We are so dispirited and do not pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us. When we experience spiritual and physical immobility, the Holy Spirit empowers us. Our weakness is a vessel to invite the Holy Spirit. Suffering and weakness do not mean God has stopped working in our lives. We may not be able to see God clearly because of pain, but in everything, that is, including pain, God works for the good of those who love Him. It is similar to Beethoven's situation. Beethoven's hearing began declining in his mid-20s. It began with a buzzing noise in his ears, and his hearing worsened for the next 15 years. At the age of 40, he was almost entirely deaf. Yet it was when he wrote the most famous symphony, the number 9 we just saw. At the premiere of the 9th symphony in Vienna in 1824, he could faintly hear it. Faintly. His inability to listen to and appreciate his music had nothing to do with the excellence of his masterpiece. Likewise, our inability to see God in our present suffering does not mean he no longer works for us. Our present suffering does not mean that God has left us. We may feel that our life is out of tune, as it was at the beginning of that flash mob. But we are under the grand scope of the orchestra God conducts, and our parts are essential, though we may not regard it so. Our parts are essential to produce beautiful harmony. God holds everything together with His power and runs our life according to His master plan. Amen. Let us now come to the table of God's mercy and join me in preparing our hearts and mind to receive from the table that God has prepared for all of us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. We are invited to come to the table of God's mercy as we participate in breaking and taking the bread. Let us remember the broken body of Christ Jesus for our salvation. As we drink from the cup, we also remember the blood of Christ Jesus shed for the forgiveness of our sins. So now, as we remember, let us take the bread and drink the cup and remember the pain and suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ in Calvary. How sweet it is, O Lord Jesus, that we remember your love for us as we partake in this Holy Communion. We give our life once more into your service. Receive us as we are. Use us for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd like to thank everyone for continuing to send in your tithes and offerings to the church, whether you bring it with you on Sunday mornings or send it in to the office. Thank you for continuing to support the church. And now Colleen and David and I will have a Easter song for you.
despised and rejected. Behold the man, man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid our faces from him. We hid our faces.
Jesus Christ, even if we have 1,000 tongues, we cannot express our gratitude enough for what you have done in our lives. You have come into our lives and have made our life so abundant in every possible way. With this offering, O Lord, we recognize your presence in our life. We recognize the blessing that you have given unto us. May we be your blessing to your church, to the ministry of this church, and your people. Receive this offering, O Lord, and bless it that it may be used to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And please join in our final hymn, number 534, verses 1 through 3.
To us once more, give us wisdom to understand the good side of the pain. Give us faith, O Lord, that you are working in the midst of our pain. So there's nothing for us to fear with you beside us, and we can meet all the challenges that this life bring unto us, including pain and suffering. So thank you for your eternal presence in our lives. You are our faithful companion, and you will continue to walk this journey with us. So Lord, give us faith in your presence in our life, and send us therefore in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.